You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at RNIB's Evening of Festive Music in Westminster Chapel. We've just witnessed a great, great concert, and joining us now is RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Nahiba, my pleasure. What a lovely evening we've just had.
It's been fantastic. Can you give us a little bit of a reflection on what we just witnessed?
Well, we've had a brilliant evening. We had the Get Gospel Choir, who sang about 10 songs. Brilliant choir, and the congregation joined in for three or four really sort of popular, lusty Christmas songs like We Wish You a Merry Christmas and 12 Days of Christmas. So a really fun evening of Christmas music, interspersed with a number of people just speaking and updating on the RNIB. I think particularly Rob Sears, who's one of our beneficiaries, who's a blind and partially sighted man in his mid-40s, who's a great athlete and triathlete. And he spoke about his own sort of experiences and how he'd use the RNIB to help him through some of the challenges he had in his life. So really good to get Rob coming and talking about, you know, his experience and getting the audience to really understand what the RNIB does, and hopefully help them, you know, think about leaving us legacies in wills, which is what the evening ultimately is about. It's about getting people to engage with sort of fundraising for the RNIB. But fabulous evening, great music and some really inspiring speakers, particularly Rob.
How important do you think these events are to, you know, showcase the great work of RNIB?
Look, I think any platform we get to talk and get people like Rob, you know, who's really benefited from the RNIB, to talk really authentically and genuinely about his life and how the RNIB has helped, is just, you know, a massive revelation for many people who, you know, can understand it conceptually. But when you hear someone talking about their own experience, it just really makes it real, actually, and the penny drops, and people then really understand what we're doing and feel are much more likely then to engage in whatever way they can with the RNIB. So, yeah, this is a lovely event for Christmas with great music, but at its core, it's trying to engage a few hundred people in the church, in the chapel, about what we do and getting them to want to support us, you know, in the future.
And it's fantastic to see people come together who share the same, you know, support of the work that RNIB does. It's good to see everyone here together, you know, having the same view.
That's right. I mean, you know, as I say, great to get 300 people here, all supporters and all, you know, sort of with a desire to connect and want to connect more with the RNIB. You know, as we need to keep reaching new people here, but though, you know, because a lot of people here will be good friends of the RNIB, but it's great to be able to contact and engage with new people, you know, because there's lots of people out there who, you know, won't really know what we do, will have a sort of fairly vague interest, and the more events we can do like this to engage more people, then the better. So it's been great to have a full church today, and we really have a great event, and I don't think people can go away not feeling on a massive Christmas high and also really wanting to engage now with the RNIB.
Well, speaking of new people, what would be your message to, you know, people out there to support the RNIB? What would you say to them?
Well, I say, you know, we do brilliant work, simply, and, you know, the highlight of my time in the job is being out sort of on the metaphorical front line with our helpline, you know, with our ECLOs, with all our other services, and with our volunteers, you know, just seeing the help and support we bring to hundreds of thousands of visually impaired people a year, and it really brings to life the challenges and the opportunities, and the RNIB is there to help with both, and without us, you know, people's lives would be immeasurably worse. So it's a great privilege and pleasure to do this job and be able to, you know, sort of support the RNIB being as good as we can be in helping blind and partially sighted people in the UK.
Fantastic. Matt Stringer, RNIB's Chief Executive. Go and grab yourself a mince pie. Thank you very much for joining us.
And a glass of mulled wine here as well.
Absolutely. But,
cheers.
Thank
My
you
pleasure.
Very much. Thank
good
you. Cheers, Matt.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.